For some reason it feels like a weekend, but today I've been working, so it must be a weekday. It's Thursday to be precise, and I'm in London. I've just done an impromptu talk at an event called Tail Torrent. A little bit like Frey, a little bit like The Moth, and it's near Piccadilly, where I'm walking towards now. As I came out of the venue, which is like a very creative, open plan space, office block type affair, you'd kind of walk into all these bars and revelers and people arguing and people smoking outside, everybody drinking, some people even having a good time. And there was a really unusual looking guy that, as he kind of walked, he parted the crowd, but nobody looked at him. Nobody paid any attention to him. Nobody spoke to him. There was no reason really to speak to him. He's like a bear of a man in a very long coat, huge pockets, big boots that look like they've walked around the world twice, and incredibly bushy hair and beard coming out from under a woolly hat. On his back there was a backpack which looked like the kind of 1970s traveller's backpack, covered in patches of places around the world. But I think this guy lives here, and I think this guy lives on the streets. His face was caked with dirt, his hands caked with dirt, and he stopped momentarily by this bar and picked up what looked like a bottle that had been stolen from the bar. It still had the little spout that measures shots coming out of the top. And it was in the shadows, but for somehow he saw it. He was constantly looking at the ground, so I guess he sees these things. He picked it up, held it up to the light. Nobody looking at him, nobody seeing him. And the bottle was pretty much full of what looked like a red liqueur. He didn't seem fussy. He glanced over, caught my eye, because I'm standing pretty much right next to him. We're walking parallel through this crowd. Kind of saw that I saw that he'd just found an almost full bottle of spirits, and he just dropped it without even looking into his pocket, and his pocket just swallowed it up. And then he just smiled at me as if to say, that's a find and a half, that is. And he carried on walking. And it was weird because I felt like I'd almost become a camera on a dolly, and I'm walking next to him, and all I can see is this guy who, to all intents and purposes, owns this town. This is his home. He lives right here on the streets, maybe in a doorway or a hostel not far from here. And nobody sees him. People jumping out of taxis, dressed up to the nines, silk shirts, tuxedos, people supporting half-grown moustaches in 70s costumes at Movember parties, maybe, who knows. Nobody sees him. And I'm walking along with him, and I feel like I'm shooting a movie of this ghost. I really wish I'd said something to him. I really wish that I'd extended that smile into a conversation, because he looked really lonely.